from Washington, this is VOA News. London police have named two of the three attackers who killed seven people and wounded more than 50 others on Saturday. British citizen Khurram Shahzad Butt, a 27-year-old, was previously known to authorities but had not been viewed as a serious threat. In a statement, police said there was no intelligence to suggest that this attack was being planned, and the investigation had been prioritized accordingly. The second attacker was identified as 30-year-old Rashid Rowain. Both men lived in the same area of East London. Police are continuing to investigate the identity of the third attacker. London police carried out more raids and detained a number of people during searches at two locations. British Prime Minister Theresa May said police are also still working to determine the identities of all the victims, but that so far it is known they include people of several nationalities. This was an attack on London and the United Kingdom, she said, but it was also an attack on the free world. The smallest Balkan county, Montenegro, formally became the 29th member of NATO Monday at a ceremony at the U.S. State Department, despite fierce objections from Russia. Montenegro was part of communist Yugoslavia, a stronghold of Moscow. It became an independent republic in 2006 when Montenegrins voted in a referendum to split from Serbia. The U.S. Undersecretary of State for Political Affairs, Thomas Shannon, congratulated Montenegro for taking NATO's guidance, that is, to heart. At a small ceremony, the Prime Minister said, "This is a very big day for a small country." This is VOA News. Saudi Arabia, Egypt, Bahrain, the United Arab Emirates, Yemen, and the Maldives cut diplomatic ties Monday with Qatar, accusing it of supporting terrorism.
Ties between Qatar and its Gulf neighbors took an abrupt turn for the worse Monday, following a decision by Gulf Cooperation Council allies to sever diplomatic relations with Doha. Qatar has been under pressure in recent weeks over its alleged support for terrorist groups. GCC states have also demanded Qatar sever relations with Iran, which they accuse of being a major sponsor of terrorism. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson, speaking at a defense conference in Australia, urged GCC states to iron out their differences.
We certainly would encourage the parties to sit down together and address these differences.
Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Qatar's foreign affairs ministry said the measures are unjustified and are based on baseless and unfounded allegations. Qatar has long been seen by its neighbors as supporting Islamists in the region, particularly the Muslim Brotherhood, a Sunni Islamist political group outlawed by both Saudi Arabia and the UAE. Afghanistan's beleaguered President Ashraf Ghani will host an international conference Tuesday in a new attempt to reach agreement with all parties on how to end an increasingly deadly conflict in the country and collectively fight cross-border terrorism. The foreign ministry said Monday that representatives from Iran and Pakistan will attend, as well as from the United States, Russia, India, Saudi Arabia, Qatar, the United Arab Emirates, Britain, the United Nations, and the European Union. The extent of the U.S. role in Afghanistan has been under review by the Trump administration, which is expected to announce its strategy soon. The White House says President Trump will not try to block former FBI Director James Comey from testifying to Congress later this week about conversations they had earlier this year before Trump fired him. Trump had been considering whether to invoke executive privilege on his White House conversations with Comey and keep him testifying Thursday before the Senate Intelligence Committee. The American actor and comedian Bill Cosby went on trial Monday on charges he drugged and sexually assaulted a woman more than 10 years ago. The 79-year-old former television star faces three counts of aggravated indecent assault, each of which carries a maximum sentence of 10 years in prison. You can find more on these and other stories 24 hours a day at voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.